Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing and in all the plans that God has for us. So when you locate God's plan for your life, it's time to what? Rejoice. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to be what? Glad. And you know why you rejoice and glad? Because this is the plan of God for your life. This is what was written in the book for you.
And you know when you find it.
Yes.
You become consumed with it.
Yeah.
And it's not a burden.
Yeah.
It's something that you're excited about. You're looking forward to the next day so you could jump out of bed and you could do it.
Yes.
You could work toward it. You go to bed at night and you say, "Ooh, I got to go to bed. I got to get a good night's sleep because I have something important
to do
tomorrow." So not that we just work ourselves to death. No, everything has a time. There's time to go to bed at night. There's time to get a good rest. And then you wake up excited in the morning to go fulfill the purpose of God little by little.
Because you consume with it.
You consume by it.
I love that, Zion.
Yeah.
The word that you say, you consume by this thing. The zeal of thy word is eating
you
up.
Any spare time that you have.
Okay.
It doesn't go to be squandered. The spare time goes toward working the vision, working the purpose, and it energizes you.
Yeah.
You say, "Oh, that's it. I found it."
Yeah.
After all this time, all this trial and error, all this toil, now I've come into what God has intended for me to tend to.
Yeah.
So it's an exciting time when you see it. We are continuing the teaching topic, transporting spiritual reality from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. So yesterday we were talking about asking, seeking, and knocking. And today we are going into believing to receive, coming from Mark chapter 11, starting at verse 22. This is, again, Jesus's teaching. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." So who are we to have faith in?
God.
Not faith in ourselves. We're having faith in God, the God part of us, what he put in us to be able to accomplish that, what he sent us to do. So our faith is in God. Our faith is not in the opinion of men. Our faith is not in our finances. Our faith is in God, knowing that if he said it, surely he will bring it to pass. It is already done in the spirit, and we're just going through the process in the physical realm to bring it into full manifestation. Verse 23, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever
he says.
Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses."
This is a whole lot of thing to unpack out of these verses. Go back to verse number 23. "For assuredly,
I say to you, Whoever says to this mountain."
All right. Mm-hmm. Here, saying a mountain is a large fixed object. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a mountain.
Mm-hmm. An obstacle.
As you say, let's just dissect it because there's so much to unpack here. Mm-hmm. Jesus used a metaphor. When he says, whoever say to a mountain, and so let's think about a mountain. It's a large, tremendous object. It's an obstacle, and it's fixed. A mountain is what?
Fixed.
So it become an obstacle. It's not small. That's why it's called mountain. Now, Jesus says, if you have anything in your life that is fixed, that is large, that is an obstacle, you have the power to remove it.
And the power starts in your mouth. For I say to you, whoever says. So we have faith in God, and then we have to say. We have to speak. The power source is in the mouth.
So, Dan, you taught, and I taught this here to our Make Your Day family, that in order to transport spiritual reality to the physical realm, it has to come through meditation. Through the spirit of what? Meditation. And when you meditate, you are pondering over and over and over and over that word. Where is that? In your mouth. You're going over it in your mouth until you get the what? Revelation of it. Then you can now command it and believe that it's going to move.
Yeah, just like in correlation with Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. So that's having that conversation with the Holy Spirit where he's expounding on different parts. You're meditating on the word and you're speaking the word of God. And the Holy Spirit is here, Jesus told us, to teach us all things, not to just give us understanding of some scriptures now and then, but to teach us all things. So when God has given us an idea, the purpose that he has set forth for us to do in the earth, there's a lot of physical components to it. There's lots of things that we have to understand to be able to effectively carry it out with excellence. And he will teach us those things. You know, when we're doing, when we're sitting and we're working at something, though it's difficult in the beginning, you know, we talk to the Holy Spirit. And I need to know how to move forward. I need to know how to get to the next step. And there'll be a prompting in the Spirit. And then all of a sudden you just find it. You do it. And you say, oh, it worked. It took me 3 hours to figure out what button to press, and now it worked. And now you'll never, that knowledge can never be taken away from you because you know how to do it. Or you're assembling something, or you're baking something, whatever your something is, you're doing it. At first, it's difficult, but the Holy Spirit will guide you and prompt you. And a lot of times we learn through our mess ups of the right way to do things. And we're in this process, we're talking it through. Then, oh, I got it. Okay, so now we're able to do it, and we could go on to the next stage, the next level of building. So in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, we have faith in God, and then we say to, and it's whoever. It's not just an elite group of people. It's not just the pastor. It's not just the priest. It's whoever says to this mountain, to this obstacle, be removed and be cast into the sea. Now, if it's removed and it's cast into the sea, it's no longer an obstacle. It's no longer your hindrance because you know how to maneuver. You know how. You've come past that. What was trying to oppose you, what was trying to resist you, what was trying to keep you from moving forward, you've just overcome that, and it's not going to be your problem again. Because once you know how to do it, you know how to do it.
That's right. When I know how to do it, I do it. If I don't know how to do it, then I stumble.
And Pastor always says, Pastor Beckford always says, it's not a money problem. It's a wisdom problem. So when we know what to do and we do it, that can't be taken away from you. Once you know how to do something, somebody can't take it away. They can't. You can't be untaught. You know to do it. So it's not a money problem. It's a wisdom problem. When we have the wisdom to be able to effectively utilize our resources and to grow in our area of specialty, in our gifting, in our talents, in the specific arena where God has placed us, we're not going to continue to have the same mountain in front of us because we've overcome that. We've gone forward from there. God has showed us how to boat, and it's no longer a stumbling block for us. It's cast into the sea. It's far from us. another place in the scripture that it says is cast into the sea is our transgressions. These when we come before God and we repent, he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. So this sea is a place of where things do not return from. So that mountain is cast into the sea. It's not going to stop you again because you've already learned what you need to do to be able to move past that part. And it tells us now, do not doubt in your heart. Once you know you have the surety that you know how to do something, you no longer doubt. You're confident in it because you know how to do it. You have the results. But believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. When you go through this process and you learn that you can do hard things, the next time a hard thing comes up, you've already learned that you can do hard things. So you already know that it's going to go be a process for you to be able to learn how to do this hard thing again, but that you're going to be able to do it. You're going to be able to do it effectively. And what was once difficult, you're now going to be able to do with ease because you've done things in the past that were difficult, and now you do them with ease. So you have now this empowerment where you know that whatever I say, whatever I put my hands to, whatever I put my mind to, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And you get in that position of your God-given dominion, you're unstoppable.
It's as you're saying that, when you, then you can do it because you have the knowledge of it. You have the wisdom of it. That reminds me, and I'm so proud of my granddaughter, Ariah. Mm-hmm. Ariah won a full scholarship to Florida State University. Full 100%, everything is paid to the University of Florida. Mm-hmm. It didn't just start here today. Mm-hmm. It started when she was 1 year old. I remember she and her grandma doing puzzle. Mm-hmm. And she and her grandma trying to show her, and she wanted to do it by herself. She said, Grandma, let me do it. Dad, I'm 1 year old.
Yeah, I remember Pastor Kim used to talk about her going into the drawers and pulling out the clothes and not wanting any help getting dressed.
No, she sees it. She wants to do it. And all through school, she's straight A. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Graduated in high school this year with her AA.
I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And it's just her mind. It's a wisdom problem, brother. Mm-hmm. You lack, and the Bible says, if any man what? Lack what?
Wisdom.
Let you what?
Ask. From God.
From God. Who give? Mm-hmm. Liberty.
To all. It doesn't matter who you are. He give to everybody the same who asks.
So it's not a money problem. Mm-hmm. It's a wisdom problem. Mm-hmm. So you get wisdom, you have
Thank you,
you have
for joining
you
us
yes.
for
count.
Our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.